You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. He wrote, "Everyone loves them and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say I could smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself and then give one as a gift. They're all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. We've had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third of the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers."
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For the first time ever in American history, a former president of the United States has been indicted
on criminal charges. A grand jury in New York voting to indict Donald Trump
in connection with the hush money payment scheme.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The Democrats know this has nothing to do with the law. They will use any power that they have to interfere in the next presidential election.
This ushers in a very dark era of political persecution and prosecution that we normally associate with the Soviet Union or with banana republics.
This is stuff that would make Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, it would make them blush.
President Trump is deciding that he is going to fight these charges and he'll have his day in court.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The thugs and tyrants attacking our movement have no idea of the sleeping giant that they have awoken.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I'm looking at this story from Fox News. More than two dozen Democrats joined GOP in opposing Biden gas stove ban. The vote was 251 to 181. We're trying to get a roll call vote. I've got the Fox News story in front of me, but they don't have a list of even the high-profile Democrats who crossed over the line to approve an amendment that would prevent the DOE, Department of Energy, from implementing strict new regulations on gas stoves that most stoves on the market today would not be able to meet. And, of course, the Biden administration says, "Oh, it's not all gas stoves." No, it's only 96% of them. They will lie about anything. And the more likely they are that the American people care about it, which is something like gas stoves, the more likely they are to just lie through their teeth. 38% of American homes use gas stoves. And you know what? That's the 38% of the population that feels very fortunate right about now. But anyway, we'll try to get a roll call vote. I'm going to go out on a limb, though, Taylor, and say that nobody from Massachusetts voted in favor of gas stoves. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody in New England who voted. You know what? As loathsome as he is, maybe Pappas did in New Hampshire just because his family owns a restaurant. Maybe. Maybe. But he would be about the only one that I could think of. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Nancy Pelosi says Trump has to prove his innocence. And don't you dare lecture about that pesky Constitution crap either.
Yeah. You're guilty until proven innocent as far as the Democrats are concerned, at least if you're a Republican. If you're a Democrat, don't worry about it. Just move along. Nothing to see here, folks.
I'm a little bit county, country, county, country, you know the thing.
like a rolling stone. Can I hear that one again, Taylor, please? This is Joe Biden today talking about Mississippi. And by the way, remember, too, he hasn't been to East Palestine, Ohio. He hasn't even talked about it, I don't believe, except maybe in passing on his way to Marine One. But this was him talking about the tornadoes in Mississippi.
The town of Rolling Stone will be back, and we'll be with you every step of the way. And I said Rolling Fork, Rolling Stone. I got my mind going here.
Gone. And it's Donald Trump would say, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today's Trump line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Nancy Pelosi, do you have any comment on Donald Trump's indictment? Yes, nobody is above the law. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some more insider trading to do.
How long did it take us to get Paul Pelosi's mugshot after his drunk driving arrest? How long is it going to take us to get Donald Trump's mugshot on Tuesday?
Gee, Howie, Orange Man has been indicted. I guess all the other pressing problems of our country are just vanished.
Yes. Though, yeah, pay no attention to the manifesto of the trans shooter or the crashing, collapsing banking system or the inflation out of control or the Ukraine war and all the graft and the money, the billions being stolen of U.S. taxpayer dollars from Ukraine, or China circling Taiwan like a vulture over a carcass in the desert. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Orange Man Bad has been indicted on a misdemeanor charge where the statute of limitations had already expired.
All I got to say about yesterday's home opener is, well, there goes the perfect season.
An old joke. Even the Boston Globe is owned by the same wokester who owns the Boston Red Sox. And they even said today the Red Sox are back where they belong, in last place. Last place.
President Trump may be playing 3D chess, but Brandon is definitely playing Chinese checkers.
Yeah. He's. I was thinking of another game he's playing with it that involves, well, I won't even say what it is. Pocket is the first word, let's put it that way. That's about the only, Chinese checkers is a little too abstract and intellectual for him.
You're not above the law unless you're as smart as Hunter and have a crack legal team, in which case charging you would just be a prosecutor's pipe dream.
That's pretty good. I like that. I may steal some of those lines from my column on Sunday. Pipe dream, crack legal team.
Nancy Pelosi said Donald Trump is guilty until proven guilty.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the reality of it. Forget innocent. And again, innocent is not a real term in legal circles. It's guilty or not guilty.
And speaking of climate changes, is Joe Biden going to sell his D7 Corvette?
Are you kidding? Is John Kerry going to start flying commercial again? The answer is the same for both questions.
Lovey, can you believe that Guinevere Paltrow case? Beautiful people like us shan't be perturbed by peons will set our luxury western ski homes. Gengis Carr wouldn't know anything about that, though. His ski home was in New Hampshire. How tacky.
That's right, Lincoln, New Hampshire. That's where I had my ski lodge that I shared with another couple of people. And the mailroom manager would take the kids up there, and she would ski, and I was working on the Brothers Bulger at the time. That wasn't one of my favorite places I ever owned or lived.
All right, who had the federal government openly admitting we're a banana republic on their 2023 bingo cards?
You know, some things you don't have to admit. We've been headed down that path at least since 2008.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Probably earlier than 2008, now that I think about it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the number of the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. And the Chump Line number again is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we have a second Chump Line. It's called Chop Chumps, and we post it every evening around 7 p.m. It's all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And you can get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
All I got to say about yesterday's home opener is, well, there goes the perfect season.
And tomorrow they'll get the first rain out of the season, which is good for the Red Sox, the modern Red Sox. That means they won't lose. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. The cheap bastard deal is over for the day for VIP listeners, but the Eden Pure Air Purifier 3-Pack deal continues. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-pack, you get to use a couple for yourself as Dennis did and then give one as a gift. They're all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack, and now there's hundreds more just today from the Cheap Bastard deal. But this is a deal that's great in its own way, the 3-pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Okay, we got the roll call vote on the gas stoves amendment. And, yes, Chris Pappas was, but there were two Democrats in New England who voted with the Republicans to protect gas stoves. Chris Pappas from the Seacoast District, who narrowly defeated Caroline Leavitt, and Jared Golden from the 2nd District in Maine, who, you know, he doesn't have the most secure seat in Congress. So those were two. Those, as I predicted, as anyone predicted, would have predicted, no one from Massachusetts voted to protect the interests of the voters, the electorate, the citizens of the Bay State. Why would they do that? Come on. Five of the 29 Democrats came from the Lone Star State of Texas, as you might expect. And some of the others, you know, it's just the kind of they're the kind of people you'd expect from blue collar districts, or they had a tough time, like Spanberger from Virginia. She doesn't have she has kind of a purple district, so she doesn't want to unnecessarily irritate the hell out of everybody in the district. All right, so there it is. 844-500-4242. A texter says, let's hope they stay together on the air conditioners. Yeah. They want anything that makes your life a little better, forget about it. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is why are the Democrats trying to frame Trump? They want him to win the GOP nomination, they want him to lose the GOP nomination, or they just hate him and don't care how it plays out?
I'm going to say they can't help themselves.
83% say they just hate him. 13% say they want him to lose. 4% say they want him to win the nomination.
All right. 844-500-4242. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. Listen, I want to talk about the fact that Trump got indicted. All right. And now, if he gets exonerated, I hope he sues the hell out of the state of New York, the Manhattan DA, Bragg himself, and I hope he continues it with a RICO act against Soros.
Yeah, those are all pipe dreams, though. You know, you can't sue someone. The district attorney or any prosecutor is immunized pretty much. And, it's just not going to end. Going after Soros is just not going to happen. I mean, they're taking care of Soros. You know, they keep saying that if you say anything about Soros, it's anti-Semitic. Scarborough was doing it again today. Joe Scarborough. Play cut 9, Taylor. We'll have it in a minute here. Okay. Well, we'll get to it. Thanks, thanks, Edward. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. I think everybody's going to remember yesterday as the day Trump got elected president. There's no doubt in my mind. I think they just gave up. The left just gave up their victim card. Trump is now the victim. And that's their main card. And I think that these white suburban women, I mean, you know, there's people on the far right going to vote for Trump no matter what. And there's people on the left that are going to not vote for him no matter what. But there's some sane people in the middle, these suburban white women.
I disagree. I don't think they're sane. Trump derangement syndrome is a fashion accessory for these people, Joe. I know some people say that, but I think if you talk to some of these people, these women, they hate him. They don't listen and they don't pay attention to anything. They're voting against their own self-interest. They voted against their own self-interest in 2016, 2020, 2022. I disagree with you. Let's play the cut from Joe Scarborough.
He can't help himself. Ron DeSantis embarrassed himself by saying he was going to fight extradition charges like he has any say. I mean, again, one more Republican that really just doesn't give a damn about the Constitution of the United States.
Please.
And of course, you gotta just.
What's this line?
Look at the Soros back. No, it's just Jews. They're attacking Jewish international bankers. It's what anti-Semites have been doing for hundreds of years, attacking Jewish international bankers. And that's what they do. They try to blame everything on Jewish international bankers. It's Germany 1933.
You mean about, it's all about the Benjamins? You mean, was that a Republican or a Democrat who said that? Rashida Tlaib is another one, along with Ilhan Omar. How about Al Sharpton with the diamond merchants? By the way, he's one of your colleagues, isn't he, on MSNBC? Talk about someone who'll do anything for money. He was a jackleg lawyer in Pensacola, Florida, and now he's a multimillionaire just by saying whatever he's told to say by the Democrats. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Ron Mariano is the Speaker of the Massachusetts House of Representatives. He's probably the second, third most powerful person in Massachusetts state government. He went down to Holbrook. He's from Quincy. He went down to Holbrook a couple weeks ago to headline a fundraiser for this rather dodgy selectman down there by the name of Daniel Lee, who also is on the town payroll. And I said, why is he going down there to help out this guy? Well, there's going to be a report on NBC Channel 10. It's kind of an update. Apparently, someone recorded him talking at a bar late one night. I'm looking forward to seeing this. It was supposed to run last night, but there was another story that intervened. So it's going to be running tonight on NBC 10. We'll try to get some cuts, even though Dr. Matt, the vet, will be with us at 6. Maybe we'll get some cuts in there. And I'm sure they'll have to be very well bleeped from what I'm hearing about this story. That's NBC 10, Holbrook. The election is tomorrow, the town election. Anyway, right now it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Of course, by now you know how it works. Most likely, all week long, we ask you to send in funny stories you see on the internet or even in your local weekly or daily newspaper. Some police departments still have a column every week that they contribute with the police blotter or the police log, whatever you want to call it. And send in your funny items. All they got to be is involving the police department and be somewhat humorous, and send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And you could win a nice prize if your entry is picked as the best entry of the week. There are two winners every week. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Plug Uglies, Howie, because we have a lot of mugshots in the news.
Yes, Plug Ugly is a scrapbook of Boston organized crime. Literally hundreds of mugshots that you've probably never seen before.
You know, that's a really good segue into our first story, because literally is used in this quote. This is a runner-up. They do not win the prize. Portland man laughed maniacally while chasing pedestrian in stolen $80,000 forklift.
A forklift?
Yes.
Is this Oregon or Maine?
This is Oregon.
Oh, thank goodness.
A Portland man accused of stealing an $80,000 forklift from a Portland State University parking garage and driving it erratically at least 15 blocks through downtown laughed maniacally.
15 blocks?
As he chased a pedestrian and
shouted. Surely he could find a liquor store earlier than 15 blocks away.
He chased a pedestrian and shouted to passerbys, "I literally stole this." Court records show.
Now, which branch of Antifa is this Portland man from?
Joffrey Zelinsky was arrested and released from jail Tuesday.
If his name is Zelinsky, he should be able to afford at least a Bentley. if not a Rolls Royce SUV for $350,000 a year.
I should.
His cousin isn't taking very good care of him, is he?
I should note that Zelensky is spelled differently.
I'm sure he just changed it.
He stole a construction forklift parked behind a locked fence on an upper floor of the garage, and then he just went wild, menacing pedestrians on downtown streets.
Was alcohol involved in this incident, Grace?
It does not say, but you can let your imagination do the rest. Dodgers fan gets tackled by security in disastrous on-field proposal. This is a good video if people want to check it out.
What happened here?
A marriage proposal at Dodger Stadium went terribly wrong on Thursday when an LA fan...
Opening day!
An LA fan stormed the field and was tackled by security. In the viral video on social media, Ricardo Juarez, who was wearing a Mookie Betts shirt, appeared to jump over the outfield wall and sprint to center field before getting down on one knee and hoisting a ring box in the air. So I watched the video. He gets down on one knee and his friends are filming the girl who's, you know, being proposed to, and everyone's like, "Aww!" And then all of a sudden, a security officer just takes him out. It's like an NFL style tackle on this guy, knocks his hat off his head. And then three security guards pinned him down on the field and appeared to handcuff him while Rough Riders Anthem by the late DMX then began blaring through the stadium speakers.
Was he holding a ring box or a cerveza?
He was holding a ring box. He didn't appear drunk. I think he thought this was going to be like a really romantic gesture, but these baseball teams, they take security seriously.
He had an entire off season to propose to her at the stadium, Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Why didn't he take advantage of that?
And also, Howie, no one's stopping you from proposing in the stands, but you don't have to jump onto the field. You know what I mean? Teens arrested after manual transmission stalls carjacking.
Oh, this is a feel-good story.
This is Maryland. A pair of would-be teenage carjackers trying to flee with a stolen car were foiled by old-school machinery, a stick shift. The two teens, a 16-year-old from Rockville and a 17-year-old from D.C., have been arrested for a strong-arm carjacking at a gas station in Germantown. Surveillance footage shows the young suspects approaching a blue car shortly after the presumed owner gets inside. The driver is yanked from the car and is seen walking away as the teens get inside the driver's seat and front passenger seat. Although the teens presumably expected to make a quick getaway at this point, the car remains immobile. Moments later, they are seen getting out of the car and running away.
You know, they used to have in the cars no radio, or radio's already been stolen out of here. Don't bother to break in. Maybe they need a new sign that says a stick shift. Don't bother to carjack.
Yeah, and they were apprehended shortly after. It's true, though. I talked to Bill Broussard about this. It's a very easy way to ward off people, because a lot of people don't know how to drive them, myself included.
But on the other hand, you might make them angry. And they might, if they have the gun. Oh, man, they did do a job on this. I'm just looking at the picture.
Of what?
Of the guy, of the, oh, boy. The.
Oh, of the proposal?
Yeah, it looked like he forgot to call for a fair catch. They just really tackled the hell out of him.
That security guard was waiting for that moment his entire life. He was prepped, man.
That's what Louis Grizzard used to say about security guards, mall cops. He said they go to work every day hoping this is the day they get to shoot somebody.
Well, that was the day.
I think it's the same thing for the security guard.
He got to tackle somebody for sure. A drunken mistake leads to an embarrassing hospital visit. A 47-year-old man was left in extreme pain and needed surgery after he inserted a water glass into his rear end.
I knew this was the way it was going when you said a painful visit.
Yeah, I kept seeing this x-ray. I think it was the x-ray that I was seeing on the New York Post and stuff, and I wasn't clicking the story. And then today, I realized today's the day I'm going to get this story. The Nepalese man arrived at the emergency department, admitting the object had been inside him for 3 days. Initially, the man had said it happened by accident.
He's from Nepal, or is he just living over here and he moved over here?
It just says that he's from... No. Oh, like where did the story occur?
Yes.
It occurred in Nepal.
Oh, okay.
Initially, the man said it had happened by accident before...
He'll be seeking asylum here very shortly, I'm sure.
Before revealing he had inserted the glass himself for pleasure.
People like him are the soul of America, Biden announced today, you know.
He inserted the glass for pleasure while intoxicated, according to the Journal of Nepal Medical Center. The man hadn't had a bowel movement in 2 days, but was able to pass wind, and the man said he had tried to remove the glass himself, but failed.
When he passed wind, did it sound like he was playing a jug?
After an x-ray was done, doctors tried to remove it, but couldn't get a grasp on the glass as it was inverted. So then they had to use some... I'm not going to read the rest.
And they're going, Abdul,
hour.
This is why we went to medical school for this?
I mean, I guess there's a lot of stories out there where people come in and they say, I fell down, it was a mistake, but...
A million to one shot, Doc.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Florida police looking for spring break squatter who was caught on home surveillance showing a shiny rear end.
This is a serial squatter, as I read this story, isn't it?
This says, no, I don't think this is a serial. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset. She's gone into the side yard, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end. Authorities are now looking for the woman believed to be a spring breaker who trespassed to relieve herself on March 16th at around 4 p.m., The woman was spotted walking into the yard, briefly looking around, and quickly finding a hedge before leaving the private property.
So that's 2 weeks. What's the statute of limitations on a crime like that?
I don't know, but you know what, Howie? I was wondering the same thing because they put out the video and they said, if anyone knows who this is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like in Florida, I mean, I know now everybody has these video cameras where they can record everything. But I got to imagine that this used to happen all the time back in the day. People just running through the yard, going to the bathroom.
Who was the victim here? She needed to go.
Yeah, she went in a hedge.
It was outside.
Right, Taylor. Okay, thank you.
There have been stories like this in the suburbs of Boston a couple of times in recent years. I remember reading them about somebody who was a jogger and that he just got into the habit of, or he or she got into the habit of doing it on this one lawn every day.
Yeah, but I even think that's different because this is a girl. She's a spring breaker. She's walking through a backyard. She's like running through. She goes to the bathroom. I'm not saying it's a great thing to do, but now they're putting her out there like she's on the lam for murder, being like, hey, if anyone knows this woman, I don't know. It feels a little harsh.
You know, it could be a slow day at the police department, too, and they just decide to have a few laughs.
Yes, that is true.
And it did go viral.
Yeah, hey, whatever works. This is a follow-up story from last week. So last week, Howie, and I know you weren't here, so I'm just going to read the full thing. After using a butter knife to cause extensive paint damage to a 2023 Nissan, a Missouri man vacationing in Florida copped to the criminal mischief, describing his felonious conduct as a spring break mistake. The defendant is a real estate agent, or real estate executive. And according to Cox,
since when do real estate executives get spring break? I thought that was for college kids.
Yeah.
Isn't this a legitimate question?
No, it is. It is. I don't know. The vehicle's owner is a married couple spotted a man standing near their car Thursday evening and making motions near the driver's side. When the duo confronted the man, he laughed and ran off down the street. The entire side of their vehicle had been scratched by a butter knife, which was lying next to the vehicle, so he didn't even get rid of the weapon. To make matters worse, a review of security camera footage yielded a clear image of the suspect, and cops determined that the vandal had put his phone number down on the Toasted Monkey's wait list, which was the restaurant nearby.
The pump don't work because the vandal stole the handle. That's on the same album with Like a Rolling Stone. Or like a rolling fork, as Brandon would say.
Like a rolling butter knife. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Stop by their new location in Concord, New Hampshire, or find your 110 Grill, because there's a lot of locations with tons of great food, at 110grill.com.
You know, I just thought that politician who's just about to get busted by Channel 10 in Boston, maybe he could just say that he was on a spring break.
Yeah. It's not a bad excuse. Technically, we all deserve a spring break.
I guess we do. Okay, we're going to be back with the winner in just the two winners in just a moment. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Has an interesting question. What's the difference between a spring breaker pooping on your lawn versus a Springer Spaniel pooping on your lawn? That's a good point. If the Spaniel poops, you can't turn the video over to the cops and expect to see it in the New York Post website, though. I guess that's the difference.
That's a good question for Dr. Matt in the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, the illegal alien who ran over the guy who just Matthew Denise in Milford, who just graduated from UMass back in 2011. He was drunk as a skunk, an illegal alien. He had his anchor baby on the in the cab of the truck that he was driving, and he didn't even stop. Matthew Denise was riding a bicycle. Well, he spent 12 years in prison, and they just deported him. Last night they threw this guy out of the country. This is the guy who said his court appointed lawyer said, or his psychologist said, he didn't have the enzyme to metabolize alcohol, and that's because he was of Indian descent, Mayan descent. He's been deported. What's the over under on how long it's going to take him to get back into the country and onto the welfare rolls? I'm going to say about 2 months. Anyway, Grace, what do you got for us?
All right, Howie, here are our winners. California girl sues state fair after her pet goat was sold and barbecued. A woman has sued a California county and is...
No! What was the goat's name?
The goat's name was Cedar. Cedar the goat. It actually has one name.
Cedar?
Yeah.
Like a tree?
And if you want to know about this goat, Howie, Cedar is described as a white goat with beautiful chocolate-colored markings. So I guess what happened.
I don't think that's the kind of marbling they were talking about, Taylor.
I guess what happened here is the family entered the Shasta District Fair's Junior Livestock Auction. Okay, and they were that, what happens there is animals are sold off to be used as meat, but their daughter had developed such an attachment to the goat that then they backed out. They got cold feet at the last second. So long before the auction started, the family changed their minds and wanted to take Cedar off the ticket. The fair denied the request and sold it. And so the mom then brazenly stole the goat back before it was given to the buyer. What followed was a wild goat chase, sending officers hundreds of miles across the county to retrieve the goat via a search warrant before handing it to the individuals who are believed to have killed Cedar and roasted him on a barbecue for their guests.
Well, I mean, he was their possession.
Right.
Theoretically. But I mean, there's no crime in California. They having a, like the story says, a wild goat chase.
Oh, if you think that's bad, Howie, Alabama cops pursue runaway pony named Genuine for 2 hours, and then they charged the animal for resisting arrest and took a mugshot of the pony. But that's not a winner. That's just a side note. Florida man gets DUI on his bicycle attempting to flee from deputies.
Really?
A 28-year-old intoxicated Florida man on a bicycle was arrested Wednesday.
Was he on a spring break?
Yeah, he was on a break after he failed to exit or stop for deputies. Clayton Guy Peavy of Marathon was charged with DUI and fleeing and eluding cops. Peavy was impeding traffic while on a bicycle.
How long can you elude a cop if you're on a bicycle and you're drunk?
Well, he did not stop for cops and began to pedal faster.
Rumor has it Cedar goes great with a side of mint jelly, says 508. We'll be, thanks, Grace. We'll be back with Matt the Vet. If you got a question for Matt the Vet, get online now. I'm Howie Carr.